620, 1320 WILS. Well, President Trump is in Israel right now, beginning a two-day visit there. Let's get some reaction from Mort Klein, president of the Zionist Organization of America. Mort, great to have you on 1320 WILS.
Great to be with you again, Mike, yeah. And your important audience. I appreciate being on.
Well, this is how much of a change are we looking at between President Trump and President Obama in Israel?
Well, we've gone from the worst president for U.S.-Israel relations to arguably the best president for U.S.-Israel relations. We'll have to see. There are some appointments that Trump has made that are problematic. But look, no sitting president has ever visited the holy Jewish Western Wall, and President Trump was there today.
What's the significance of that?
Significance of that is recognizing that the Western Wall in Eastern Jerusalem is sovereign Jewish territory. That's the significance of that, because there were two Israeli rabbis who accompanied him to that wall, mm-hmm. and really making a statement. That Jerusalem is holy to Jews. In fact, it is not holy to Muslims. This is one of the great myths, Michael, mm-hmm. that have been perpetrated. Do you know the word Jerusalem never appears in the Holy Quran, the Muslim Bible? Never. Mm. From 48 to 67, when the Arabs controlled Eastern Jerusalem, no Arab leader except Jordan's king ever visited it. It meant nothing. It remained
a slum. What about the big mosque and the big gold dome mosque in Jerusalem?
Oh, there's a holy place there. Look, in New York City has 1,000 holy synagogues, but New York is not a holy city to Jews. Mm-hmm. In other words, yes, there's a holy place there, but the city has never been holy. They allowed it to become a slum when they controlled it. They didn't make it the capital. They made Amman the capital in Jordan. Mm. Even the PLO charter doesn't mention Jerusalem ever. And when the Muslims pray, they face Mecca. They don't face Jerusalem. Now, this is one of the great myths.
How did it become such a contentious issue, then?
Only when the Jews recaptured it in 1967, in order to take away the Judaism's heart and soul, Jerusalem, did they start screaming how holy it is to them. You know, I have a 1907 Baedeker's Travel Guide. It's the oldest travel book company in the world, 1907. There were 60,000 people in Jerusalem in 1907. 7,000 Christians, 13,000 Muslims, 40,000 Jews. So even in 1907, over 100 years ago, two-thirds of the population were Jewish, not Muslim. It's holy to Jews, not to Muslims.
Mort Klein with us, president of the Zionist Organization of America. What about moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem? What happened to that?
Well, President Trump made a mistake allowing threats of violence to determine policy. When you allow threats of violence to determine policy, you're just going to get more violence and more threats of violence. So he was afraid that by doing this, that he'd have no chance to try and see if a deal can be made. But the truth is, the demands that the Palestinian Authority is making on any deal, Israel can't begin to meet. They want Israel to go back to the 67 armistice lines. That means 800,000 Jews who live past it in Eastern Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria would have to be thrown out of their homes, 800,000. That alone makes it clear a deal can't be made. They're demanding that millions of so-called refugees move back into Israel. Israel can't accept that. They're demanding 1,000 terrorists be released from prison. Israel can't accept that.
Well, there's going to be some compromise along the way. What about he had just arrived, President Trump, from Saudi Arabia? What kind of role do you see Saudi Arabia playing in peace?
Well, he made a fabulous anti-Islamic terrorism speech, very courageous. I have to hand it to the president for the speech he made. But the Saudi Arabians also say their Saudi plan is Israel has to go to the 67 line. The Arab so-called refugees have to be allowed to live in Israel. And only once, and then they establish a Palestinian state. And once that happens, they'll determine whether they will accept Israel as a state. So the deal that the Saudi Arabians offer is no deal at all.
Okay, so in terms of any kind of peace plan that President Trump will be able to put together, what's the likelihood of that?
I think the likelihood is at the same level as it was when the Oslo agreements were signed between Arafat and Rabin in 1993. The odds are extremely small because the Arabs won't accept Israel as a Jewish state within any borders. That's why nothing can work.
Okay, so then in terms of his trip to Israel, what's going to come of the entire trip then?
Well, I think Trump will realize that peace is not possible because their goal, the Arabs' goal is Israel's destruction, not in peace, then he will move the embassy, and then he will move forward to pass the Taylor Force Act. This act is named after Taylor Force, a West Point graduate who was murdered in Israel by an Arab terrorist. This act says if the Palestinian Authority doesn't stop the law they have, which pays families of killers a lifetime pension, all aid will be cut to the Palestinian Authority. And Abbas has already said, we will continue paying families of killers pensions because they are our heroes and our martyrs.
Tell me this. Wasn't it the head of Turkey, Erdogan, who said told Palestinians to basically mob Jerusalem or mob the Western Wall if they move the embassy? Is that correct?
He even said it before they moved the embassy. He said, just go by the millions into Jerusalem, march there, take it over, and tell them we will keep it. It's not Israel's. Mm-hmm. So he even said that before any embassy.
So what would Israel do? I mean, if we see another intifada, really just some kind of a complete, complete anarchy, how would Israel react to that?
Well, look, there's a minor terror war going on. Israelis and visitors to Israel are knifed every few days. Their cars crashing into people every few days. And if it gets any more intense, Israel's going to respond with enormous military reaction to make it clear to the Arabs that this will not go without accountability. So I think what you'll see is stronger action from Israel if this terror war increases in magnitude. And that's when the world will begin to see and understand clearly that that peace, unfortunately, is not possible with the Palestinian Authority, because they consider this a religious war, not about land. It's about they're not allowing or accepting Israel to exist in any part of the Middle East.
When you look at the Arab world, the Sunnis, the Saudi Arabians, and you've got, of course, Iran, the Shiites, and so on, is either side friendlier to Israel, or have any potential peace there?
Well, on average, the Sunnis are somewhat more friendly, but I should say less hostile. peace. The Arab world is not yet ready for peace. So it unfortunately can't happen yet. You can't cure pancreatic cancer yet, and you can't have peace with the Arabs yet.
In terms of dealing with Iran, is he changing the dynamics, President Trump, and how he's approaching Iran when it comes to Israel?
Yes, he's going to be supplying Saudi Arabia with a massive arms deal, $110 billion, so they can defend themselves against Iran. Iran and other countries in the Middle East are very worried about, and Saudi Arabia and other countries are very worried about Iran developing nuclear weapons and taking over the entire Middle East. Mm-hmm. President Trump has made it clear to the Arabs, we will not let that happen, we will be with you, and we will stop that from happening. Okay. So because of their fear of Iran, they've actually, Saudi Arabia and others have actually come closer to Israel because they have a common enemy now in Iran.
In Israel, is there any sense that Iran will likely go nuclear at some point?
Look, even President Obama said in 12 or 13 years, they will have capability of nuclear weapons. He said it on National Public Radio. So the deal that Obama made gave the biggest funder of Islamic terrorism in the world $150 billion and $50 billion a year more in increased business while giving them a pathway to nukes. This was the worst deal ever made on behalf of any country. But I think President Trump will do what has to be done to make sure they don't get to nuclear weapons. That would be a disaster for the whole world.
Mm. Really, you think Iran will not become a nuclear power at some point?
I believe that certainly with under Trump, Trump is going to do what has to be done to stop them. Yes, I think they will be stopped. It's too dangerous. It's like allowing the Nazis to have nuclear weapons. That would be a disaster. Europe understands this, Asia understands this, America understands this, and even much of the Middle East understands it. So together, they will not allow this to happen. That's my belief.
Mort Klein is the president of the Zionist Organization of America. Mort, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Great. If you want to learn more, ZOA.org. You'll learn more about the things we talked about today, Mike.
Yep, it's ZOA.org. Mort Klein with the Zionist Organization of America. When we come back, we're going to break down what President Trump told Islamic leaders in Saudi Arabia. It was a long-awaited speech. It was really the one that was most focused on, the big speech he was going to give on the trip, and he did that yesterday morning. If you watched it, it was certainly memorable. That is next here on 1320 WILS.